Lete parataya ya 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 ha shalala. Liberate sika lina ba ya ya la la. And cowardice died. Timidity died. Inferiority died. Everything that is not planted by my Father is being roasted by this fire. Lord, I hunger for more and more of you. Ashalabaya. I desire a higher realm in you. Hey, 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 hey. Let the fire that burns in the children of the Lord. Ashalabaya. Shiva la ya ya. This fire is burning here now. Let it burn with the people to the homes. Let it become a fire of revival, a fire of prayer, a fire of passion for God, a fire of divine presence. Let testimonies come out of this fire in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Master. Please be seated if you can.
wave your hands. And all over this place, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. All over this place, as the prophecy should be. All over this place, there is a mighty revelation. Hey, hey, of the glory of the Lord. As the waters cover the sea. Spirit of the Lord is moving all over this place, as the prophet said he should be. All over this place, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord, as the prophet said he should be. Nigeria, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. In Nigeria, as the prophet said he should be. In Nigeria, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the waters the sea, whether the devil likes this or not, in our world, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. Aye, 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 aye. In our world today, as the prophet said he should be. In your own very life right now, the Spirit of the Lord is moving. In your very life, in your family, as the prophet said he should be. The world is not experiencing normal times, and we cannot continue to do normal things. It takes the unusual to handle the abnormal. Lift your hands and pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Visitation, doing new things in someone's life, taking you beyond where you are, crossing you beyond the limitations of your past, wiring you strong and rugged in this season. There's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. It's a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. Your hands in the worship of God. As the water covers the sea. Take your seat in a moment. Thirsty, pour out your Holy Ghost. Lord, I want to see the hand of God move mightily inside my heart. I'm hungry
for a move of God.
Lord, I'm hungry for a mighty move of God.
Lord, I'm thirsty. Pour out your Holy Ghost.
Lord, I want to see the hand of God move mightily inside my heart.
I'm hungry for a move of God.
Upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh, Lord, I need your
upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands. Oh, Lord, I need your hands. Lay your hands on me.
Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me.
Lord, I need your hands
First Chronicles chapter 4. If while the service is on, somebody said, in the course of the first service, he was continuously praying in tongues and taking notes because he couldn't stop. If that is how you feel, just ensure you don't disturb another person. But heaven is tired of the usual. The world is very abnormal now. And God is looking for men who are unusual. Women who are unusual. To tackle abnormality with unusuality. Thank you, Master. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. Let's see how fast we can go. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the name on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou would keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Prayer and the blessing of God, part 2. Our objective is to understand the relationship between prayer and the blessing of God. Ushers can help calm and assist those who are overwhelmed and overcome by the power of the presence of God. Help the lady there. Probably counselors, one or two, can attend to such people. Three things to note very quickly. The place of prayer is the place of the blessing. Anything that locates you at the blessing, at the prayer place, positioned you at the blessing place. Number two, prayerful people are blessful people. We saw the examples of Jacob and Jabez in the first service. Prayerful people are blessful people. And I'll give you two more examples. Jabez prayed his way out of sorrow into the blessing, as we saw in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and in verse 9 and 10. Daniel was a symbol of prayer in the Bible, a symbol of prayer in scripture. And this same Daniel was also a symbol of the blessing. According to Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, we saw the rigid prayer life of Daniel. And from verse 1 to verse 3 of Daniel chapter 6, we saw where the life of Daniel positioned him. He was the first vice president of the Medo-Persian Empire because of prayer. The third thing we say is that prayer changes both people and things. This is the meaning of it. The things you pray about are changed, and you are changed in the process of praying. Luke chapter 9 verse 29, Jesus was changed. The fashion of his countenance was altered. Prayer changes the people who pray to change things. Having seen all of this, what does prayer achieve in regard to the blessing? I mentioned 5 points in the first service and 2 sub-points, but I'm going to mention the same 5 points, but the sub-points will be different in this service. Number one thing that prayer achieves regarding the blessing is the reversal of curses and limitations. At the altar of prayer, curses and limitations are reversed. In the first service, we saw how the curses on the life of Jacob broke. In this service, our major focus is Jabez. And there are two things that implies. Number one, it is the dismantling of the climate of hardship. The dismantling of the climate of hardship and struggle. Jabez experienced hardship, experienced struggle until he came to the altar of prayer and the climate died. The second is the arrest of the spell of rejection and disfavor. The arrest of the spell of rejection and disfavor. That was what Jabez battled with until he prayed. I am tired of toiling and I am tired of rejection. The reversal of curses. Number two is the change of identity. At the place of prayer, identity changes. There is something about your life that changes as you pray. And again, two things are implied here for this service. First, it is the deletion of enemy marks or stamps. The deletion. You see, there are people who are marked for frustration, marked for failure. Jabez had a mark on his life that made failure to happen to him everywhere. It was deleted at the place of prayer. It is the deletion of enemy marks or stamps at the place of prayer. You know, there are spiritual marks. For example, God set a mark on Cain. In case anybody finding him will slay him. For example, Paul the apostle said, I bear the marks of the Lord Jesus. Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 17. I bear the marks of the Lord Jesus on my body. I bear the marks. The way there are marks of good, there are marks of evil on the lives of people. But at the place of prayer, the marks can be deleted at the place of prayer. The second implication of a change of identity is the removal of garments of evil, robes of evil. That was the situation of Zechariah when there was an evil garment on his body. The high priest, I believe that was Zechariah chapter 3 from verse 1. And that garment was removed by the angel, Joshua the high priest. Standing, and he was clothed with filthy garments. So there is something that happens to a man who stands before God. Every mark that is not of God can be wiped out, and every robe that God has not put on your body can be set on fire. And I stand here to prophesy and announce, as we are in this presence of God today, every mark my Father in heaven has not placed on your life is deleted by the blood of Jesus. And every garment the devil has put on your body is set on fire now. Sit down. I also announce and I prophesy, every climate of hardship, climate of struggle that the enemy has positioned around your life on this blessing Sunday, I declare it is broken. May the spell of disfavor and the spell of rejection is broken in the name of Jesus. Take your seat. It's the change of identity. Number three is the enlargement of life and destiny. Enlargement of life and destiny. When you encounter God at the place of prayer, your life cannot remain the way it had ever been. And there are two implications here again. First of all, it is the dismantling of the spell of littleness and smallness. Spell. Jabez was the least. He was the least. And he prayed and said, Lord, I beg you, enlarge my coast. I am tired of this littleness of life. And God so enlarged him until Jabez became a city. A town was called Jabez. I've read that to you before. 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 25. He said, the families of the scribes dwelt at Jabez. They lived in the place called Jabez. It's possible to move from being a person to becoming a place. They dwelt at Jabez. They actually told us of his city before they told us his story. And by the time God is through with your life, your impact will be ahead of your insult. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? He was once a person. He became a place. Because he stood before God at the place of prayer. The spell of smallness or littleness. Anything that has conspired to narrow your life. To narrow your effort. Today, I announce that conspiracy is broken. Every conspiracy of hell against your life and your world to narrow it, today the conspiracy is broken.
Take your seat. It is this dismantling of the spell of littleness, and secondly, it is the fertilization of potentials and ability. When God wants to enlarge your life, he fertilizes your potentials and fertilizes your abilities. All of a sudden, you begin to do better than you have ever done in the things you do. Jabez became the progenitor of a tribe of scribes. They said the scribes dwelt in Jabez, the secretaries, administrators. He became the progenitor. Who knew that Jabez was an administrator, a secretary, a scribe, an organizer, a management personnel? Nobody knew until he prayed, until God changed his life, and did not just change his life, he produced a generation of scribes. A generation of managers, administrators. God is going to turn you to a wonder to yourself. What they say you cannot achieve, not only will you, but generations will come out of you to achieve them. I enjoy that. The fertilization. Not as if there was no potential, but it is fertilized. It is amplified, it's magnified to become better and bigger. Number four is the impartation of honor and dignity. Did you see what the Bible said? And Jabez was more honorable. Honorable. He wasn't honorable before. He was sorrowful before. He became more honorable. When at the place of prayer, the honor of your maker comes on your life. Because association brings assimilation. The honor of your master comes upon your life. Association brings absorption. Again, this implies two things. Number one is the elimination of sorrow and dishonor. You know, sorrowful people most times can be dishonored people. Struggling people are disrespected people most times. And number two is the elimination of low quality life. Low quality life. The elimination of low worth and low quality of life. Low worth, low quality. At the place of prayer, God enhances your worth, enhances your quality of life. And we're not talking about stealing and robbing and killing. A thief thieved money and used it to build church. That church he built is his downfall. You stole money and you use it to build church. You killed people and you use it to pay tithe. That's not what we're talking about. We are talking about God neatly enhancing the worth of a person, enhancing the life of a person. That was what he did to Jabez. I don't know where the devil kept you. God is taking you out of there. I don't know where the world kept you. I don't know where people kept you. They kept Peter in the prison. And God brought them out. Somebody is coming out today. Finally, number five. It is the realization of destiny. Okay, yao. Okay, yao. Oda nadaka. Okay, yao. Okay, yao. Nkoke yao. Oda nadaka. Okay, yao. Okay, yao. Nkoke yao. Oh,
whether the devil likes it or not. Oh, Gayao. Oh, Gayao. Oh, Danadaka. Oh, Gayao. Hey. Oh, Gayao.
Oh, Gayao. Oh, Danadaka. It will happen.
Ego must happen.
Oda nadaka.
Ogeyao.
Ogeyao. Ogeyao.
Oda nadaka.
While we're in Area 1 many years ago, I said, everybody say, it will happen. Say it will happen. What God say will happen. Say it will happen. Say it must work. Say it must work. I say, can you say it in pidgin? Somebody say, ego must work. One man was in the church that day. His name was Ego. Ego, Ego. He was sacked from an oil company in South South without anything, and he didn't do anything wrong. They sacked him, benched him. I won't mention the full details. He said when he heard ego must walk. He went back and said ego must walk. He returned back to the company. Long story made short, all protocols suspended. He was returned back to work. Paid his arrears and salary. Listen. I arrived for Takot for a program. I arrived at the airport. And somebody walked to me and said, my name is Ego. He said, I was the one. You remember one service where he said, Ego must walk. I think it was for 10 years that he was benched. He said, I am the Ego that must walk. And after that program, they called me to walk. Hey! It's God speaking to anybody here at all. I prophesy to you today, what God has said about your life must happen. It must work. It must come to pass. What God has said concerning Nigeria, it must happen. What God has said concerning the church, it must happen. Shout the loudest amen.
Take your seat. Two things very quickly as we begin to round off on the subject of realizing destiny. And two things. Number one, it is the nullification. At the place of prayer, destiny is realized, number one, by the nullification of negative histories. I already mentioned two in the first service, and I'm not going into that. The nullification of negative histories and pasts. The things behind you that does not want you to become what God wants you to become. What was fighting Jabez was what happened to him at his birth. They called him Jabez because his mother said, I bear him in sorrow. There was too much, I don't know, but I can't tell the details of what happened at Jabez's bed. Maybe the mother's marriage with his father failed. Maybe somebody died when he was born. But there was something around his past that was now fighting his future. At the place of prayer is scattered. Anything that has followed you from your birth that is fighting the plan of God for your life, in this month of prayer, they are scattered. Take your seat. It's the nullification of negative histories and pasts. And secondly, it is the collapse of destiny obstacles. The collapse of destiny obstacles. Things that are roadblocks. I think we prayed about some of them yesterday. Every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill shall be leveled. It is the collapse of destiny obstacles and roadblocks. Friends, Get set. Because this month of prayer is your month finally. What does prayer do? How does prayer achieve its purpose? Number one, prayer generates. Now, I'm going to mention, the point is a bit the same, but a bit different. So it is like this. Prayer generates the oil for the prayerful, and that facilitates release into purpose and destiny. Prayer facilitates, or prayer generates the oil for the prayerful, and that facilitates release into purpose and destiny. At the place of prayer, you connect the oil that you need to fulfill your destiny. That was what happened to our master in Matthew 26, verse 36. The place was called Gethsemane. And then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane. The place called Gethsemane, the Greek word Gethsemane means the press of oil. The place where you press out oil. Oil press. He was just about to confront destiny. He was just about to fulfill the purpose why he was born. Herod said, "Why are you talking like that? Don't you know I have the power to free you?" He said, "No, you have no power. You don't have a single power. Mechonu. You have no power over me. I'm the one who have I am here to lay down my life and pick it up again." He said, "And for this cause was I born. To this end was I born." What they are doing to me now is the reason why I was born. I came to the world to be crucified. And if I don't want to be crucified, 12 billion Herods can't crucify me. I can summon 12 legions of angels now. Herod said, "I'm sorry. But before I can face the cross, which is my purpose for coming to the world, let me go and press out some oil." Somebody say, "Press out the oil." Say, "You need purpose. You need to fulfill purpose." Say after me, say, "I want to fulfill purpose. I want to fulfill destiny. So I must press out some oil." And you press that oil out at the place of prayer. You press it. After he was through with Gethsemane, he feared nothing. After he was through with Gethsemane, he was set to face anything. Prayer generates the oil that you need to fulfill destiny. You see another place where Jesus prayed and stepped into destiny. Luke chapter 3 verse 21. When he went into the waters of Jordan, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven opened. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, which said, "Thou art my beloved son. In thee I am well pleased." And Jesus himself began to be. About 30 years. He began to be everything he was born to be. That happened from the place of prayer. You see, twice, before he could start the fulfillment of ministry, he prayed and press the oil. That oil came in form of a dove that landed upon him, and he stepped into ministry. Before he could face the cross again, he prayed and pressed out the oil that was necessary for the confrontation of the cross. If you want to face any major purpose of life, precede it with rugged praying. Any major purpose, academic pursuit, ministry pursuit, marriage pursuit, whatever is a major purpose of your life, oil it at the altar of prayer. Oil it at the altar of prayer. Oil it at the altar of prayer. At every major junction of my life, I had oiled my life. Even before I could fix the date to wed, I fasted for 3 days. which is the appropriate date, because he makes all things beautiful in his time, which is the most appropriate time for this wedding. And it was fixed. And I came out of it knowing when it should be. Are you following what I'm saying? There are people who step into purpose without caution. So they just enter destiny, accidents, and calamities. Jesus Christ prayed from night till morning and chose 12 people, including a thief, after prayer. He still could not avoid selecting a thief. If he didn't pray, maybe there will be 11 Judas, one John. He's prayed, yet Judas couldn't be avoided. You have not prayed at all, and you are trying to escape Judas. It is over. I said it is over. I said it is over. Take your seat in the presence of God. Please, every time you are confronting any major purpose, major assignment, major agenda of your life, confront it with prayer. Generate the oil to oil your life and to oil your destiny. Number two, prayer establishes the presence of God around the prayerful. And the presence of God is a dressing of the blessing. The presence of God is a dressing of the blessing. Prayer establishes the presence of God around the person. The presence of God is a dressing of the blessing. You remember in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1, Elijah said, "Before God, whom I stand." He stood in the presence of the Lord. Anywhere you find God, anywhere you find God, and anywhere God appears, the blessing is automatic. Exodus 20:24, he said, "An altar of earth shall thou make unto me." Altar is place of prayer, place of consecration, place of sacrifice. "And you shall sacrifice there on burnt offerings, and thy peace offerings, thy sheep, and thine oxen." In all places where I record my name, anywhere you honor me, I will personally come unto you there. I will bless you. You can only lack the blessing if I wasn't around. If I come, I will bless you. Prayer makes him around. And his being around mops up your curses and your spells. Somebody say a loud amen. Did you receive anything at all? Finally, how do you pray into the blessing? How do you pray your way into the blessing? Number one, you pray revelationally. Revelationally. Pray from the perspective of one who knows scripture. Pray with a knowing of what God can do. A knowing. A knowing. That was the knowing with which Jabez prayed. "You will bless me. You can enlarge my coast." I'm sure Jabez must have read the history of Abraham and Jacob. You can deliver me from evil that it will not grieve me. Pray revelationally, that's right. Pray with a knowing of what God can do and what God will do. Secondly, pray decisively. You make people make choices, and choices make people. Pray decisively. Decision is something must change. Things cannot continue the same way. Decisively. "I have decided to follow Jesus Christ.
I have decided to follow Jesus Christ. If no one joins me, still I will follow. I have decided to follow Jesus Christ.
That's the kind of decisiveness many of us decided for Jesus when the whole world was looking at us and mocking us in the same manner. I have decided that my life must bring glory to God, not shame. People can't mock my going to church decisively. And thirdly, you pray desperately. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. 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 Bless me. What does it mean to pray desperately? Pray with a fighting spirit, a violent spirit, an aggressive spirit, a tenacious spirit. You are not giving up. You are not giving way. And you are not giving in. Finally, now, if your answer does not come in one day, the prayer continues. Finally, pray obediently. In the first service we said, it is when you have fulfilled your obedience that you can revenge enemy disobedience. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2, he said, if you will hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you, shall come on you, shall come on you. All these blessings shall come on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All these blessings shall come on you. That is, you are not coming to God on the basis of sentiments. You are coming on the basis of facts, principles. Lord, you said, if I do this, you will do this. By your grace, I have been able to try my best to do this. I trust you now to do yours. You know, one of the highest realms of faith, when you locate your responsibility and discharge your responsibility in God, then you can believe for any possibility. Say that again. When you locate your responsibility in God and discharge your responsibilities in God, you can believe for any possibility. What does God want me to do for me to get divine direction? I find it out, and then I get divine direction. What God does God want me to do to swim in the blessing? I find it out, I do it, and then I don't beg for the blessing. I shall serve the Lord my God. I serve the Lord my God. I should live uprightly. I live by his grace uprightly. I should. Be a blessing to my generation, because he will bless me if I'm a blessing. I'm trying my best to be a blessing to my generation. There are people whose school fees God is helping us to pay that we don't know at all. Blessing to people, blessing to the kingdom. When you know your when you locate your responsibility in God and discharge those responsibilities, you can believe in for any possibility. Any. Faith becomes easy when you are standing on his premises to claim his promises. Did you hear what I just said? I said that in the first service, I'm saying it in another way. Faith becomes easy when you are standing on his premises or in his premises to collect his promises. You know, for as long as you are in your father's premises, whatever your father has is easy to access. But when you are far from those premises, like the prodigal son,
Disconnected spiritually, emotionally, socially, and otherwise, it becomes hard. That was why the prodigal son said, I want to return back and tell my father, take me as one of your servants, so I can at least eat a little food that is falling from the table there. When you stand in his premises, you can connect his promises. What are his premises? His conditions. What are his promises? His provisions. Hallelujah. Somebody is blessed today. The question is, who is that person? Are you that person? Then you will stand up with a shout of praise. Then you will stand with a louder shout of praise. Lift up your hands and worship him. We are saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you,
for your mercies. For your mercies, thank you. Just now, I am grateful, Lord. I am grateful, Lord. I am grateful to you. I am appreciative. I cannot take these words for granted. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. I am grateful. 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 Mashadagalagayada. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Blessed be your name, Lord. Honor to your name, Lord. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Worship to your name. Worship to your name. Worship to your name. Father, you are going to tell the Lord the grace to align with your will for my life. in order to be who you want me to be. I receive that grace right now. The grace to align with your will for my life. In order to become who you want me to be, I receive that grace now. The grace to align with your will for my life. In order to become who you want me to be, I align with that grace right now. Open your mouth and speak to God.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I have seen the Lord's goodness,
His mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Today is a downpour from the choir ministration all the way into the downpour of God's impartation. You will never return the same. Lift your hands now, and everyone here today who is saying to me, Pastor, say the Lord will bless the righteous. With favor you will compass him about. If our lives are not in right standing with God, it is not possible to experience his blessing. Anywhere you are today, you want to receive the help and the mercy of God, pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and step forward here and let us pray for you. Pastor, I need to have my ways right with God. I need my sins forgiven. I need Jesus to be Lord of my life. I want today to mark a turning point for me. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and step to the front here quickly, and I'll be praying for you. I'll give you the count of seven. One. Two.
Come and see the Lord is good. Come and see the Lord is good. There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody come and see.
To have you, our counselors are going to counsel with you, and they will show you what you need to do to be established in God. Kindly go with them, and they will pray with you right now. God bless you in Jesus' name. Everyone, stretch your hands in front of you. As I prophesy upon these hands, I declare the multiplication of your harvest. Wherever your resources are tied, they shall look for you. From the north, the south, the east, and the west, I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Pick up your offerings, tithes, pledges, and let's honor God. Wherever you have them, Father, multiply the harvest of every giver and let the hands lifted never drop down to beg forever in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Pass the offerings quickly. Is on as sharp as possible. When you pick it, please hold it. Hold it until the blessing declaration begins, because the blessing will be proclaimed inside the communion before you take it. God bless you. Go ahead. After 3 p.m., you can
can feel free to break your mid-year fast for Sunday. Tomorrow is day number 6. We shall be extensively praying. Coronavirus took a major bulk of the first half. We don't want the second half destroyed. So we are praying. The seventh Monday, Tuesday the 7th will be the 7th, which is the final day of the fast, and we shall trust God to conclude with us on that Sunday evening. As many as are able to come, you are free. And then, of course, the midweek service of Wednesday is when literally the syllabus of this month is starting. Prayer for supernatural shift and how that is achieved. The detail of last month, profitability of the word and so on, all the details, the MP3, MP4, that is both audio and video of the whole message of June is here. To know more about the word, it was very intense, and you can pick it. The Bible says, once God has spoken, twice have I heard. The message you heard today, I encourage you as you go back home, go over it again, like the Berean Christians, to find out if these things are true, and then to apply your life to them. And the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Coming Sunday will be an anointing service where we are connecting with the oil of supplication or fire for prayer. Whatever passion and fire you need to position you at the place of prayer in order to secure what is yours shall be delivered to us on Sunday as you come with your bottles of oil. We are in a season, like I said, while ministering. These are not ordinary times. Times are so abnormal, and we need to be highly unusual, living for God to fulfill our destinies. Lift the communion up. Place the other hand on your chest. I am going to proclaim, after Dr. Mr. Nenche has released maternal blessings upon you, I'm going to proclaim 10 prophetic blessings upon your life for this month, for this quarter, and going forward. And I want you to arrest those blessings. And I'm speaking it into the communion because it's called the cup of the blessing. Arrest those blessings and let something happen to you. If you are a first-timer, newcomer, intending member to the church, so that we can arrest time, extra time, you can just step forward with your Bible, with everything, with your communion, and receive yours in the front here. Apart from those, of course, who came out for the altar call before, you're a first-timer, newcomer, intending member, quickly step forward and receive the blessing in the front here.
We pray for you today in the name of Jesus. We stand in the place of spiritual authority and jurisdiction to declare the blessing of God released upon you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
At the beginning of the second half of this year, 2020, we declare that the blessing of the Lord be upon you and on your loved ones in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We declare the release of the blessing. We ask that the scepter of rulership and authority and dominion rests upon your head, upon your life, upon your loved ones in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We prophesy greatness upon you. We declare your preservation going in and coming out in the name of Jesus. Go forth and break forth in Jesus' name.
Amen. I pray for you today, number one. This month, El Shaddai give you the blessing of his presence.
Amen.
Jehovah draw you closer to himself in this month of July.
Amen.
And in the balance of the year.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Two, the Lord engrace you to live for him.
Amen.
Engrace you to overcome the temptations and the agitations of life and of the flesh. The grace to live for God be released upon you right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Three, the Lord grant you the blessing of guidance, the blessing of divine direction.
Yes, 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 yes.
May
yes.
He guide you continually.
Amen.
in this month and beyond.
Amen.
May he cause you to know the steps to take per time.
Amen.
And the moves and the steps to avoid per time.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For the Lord perfect all that concerns you.
Yes.
In the month of July and beyond.
Amen.
The Lord fulfill his perfect will for your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Five. The Lord look upon you.
Yes.
With favor.
Amen.
And cause his face to shine upon you.
Amen.
This month.
Amen.
This third quarter and this second half of the year. May he look upon you with favor.
Amen.
And cause people to favor you in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Six. May the Lord deliver you and deliver your family.
Yes.
And deliver your loved ones from strange arrows.
Amen.
From snares.
Amen.
From traps.
Amen.
Of disease and destruction.
Amen.
This month, in this second quarter and this second half of the year,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You shall not be a victim of any strange disease.
Amen.
Whether it is coronavirus or any cancer, kidney disease, prostate disease, liver disease, lung disease, brain disease, you shall never be the victim of
Amen.
Accident, armed robbery attack.
Amen.
Never be the victim of ritualists,
Amen.
Kidnappers.
Amen.
You will
Amen.
Never be the victim of evil men.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord deliver you and your loved ones from the pit of premature death. From the pit of premature death. From the pit of premature death. And cause you to fulfill your days.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The mercy of the Lord shield you.
Amen.
And defend you.
Amen.
From the wickedness, bitterness,
yes.
and bad will
yes.
of wicked people.
Amen.
Again, the mercy of God cover you
Amen.
And defend you
yes.
from the bitterness,
yes.
the bad will,
yes.
the wickedness
yes.
of wicked people
Amen.
In this season,
yes.
in this quarter,
Amen.
And in this second half of the year,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord expose
yes, 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 yes.
and uproot
yes.
satanic plantings
yes, 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 yes.
and agents of wickedness around your life, around your destiny,
yes, yes,
around
yes.
your family. Those people that they call friendly enemies.
Mm.
Friendly enemies. Unfriendly friends.
Ah,
undercover enemies camouflaging as friends. The Lord expose.
Yes.
The Lord uproot such satanic plantings, agents of wickedness, agents of bad will around your life,
yes, yes,
around
yes,
your
yes,
destiny,
yes,
around
yes,
your
yes,
family. They are undermining
yes,
and resisting
yes,
the purpose of God for your life. The Lord expose and uproot them. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
This month shall not pass until they have been exposed
Amen.
And uprooted. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord put systems and people under pressure. People, systems holding what is yours.
Yes.
they are under pressure.
Yes.
They shall lose their peace.
Yes.
Their sleep.
Yes.
Their rest.
Yes.
Until what is yours enters.
Amen.
In this month.
Amen.
This quarter.
Yes.
This second half of the year.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This is an addition for both people in this service and the service to come. And the service that has just passed. He blotted out the handwriting of ordinances.
Yes, 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 yes.
That is contrary to your life.
Yes.
He took it out of the way. Nailed it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly. Every satanic, occultic handwriting, every witchcraft record, every enemy document record, everything that the devil has, any hit list where they have put your name to be hit, any such act, any such detail that is contrary to your life, your family, your destiny, in the archives of darkness, they are hereby roasted by fire, neutralized by the blood of Jesus, and roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes.
This month is your month.
Yes.
And the enemy is the loser.
Amen.
Give the Lord thanks and take that communion right now.
Father, we thank you. Thank you.
When you are there. When you are there, 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 there is no need to worry, there is no need to fear. But a victory is sure. When you are there, 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 be upstanding, everyone. You have received it. Lift up your two hands. First timers and newcomers again, step forward. The newcomers class, foundation for new members and converts, will hold right after the second service in the auditorium. Counselors will guide you, and there will be buses to convey the students and new members to different routes after the class, so that you are not afraid. If I finish the foundation class, will I still find my way home? There will be buses to take you back to your direction. God bless you. Lift up your two hands. In the month of July, in this third quarter of 2020, in this second half of the year, I say the Lord bless you. Adonai keep you. Ay, 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 ay. El Shaddai make his face to shine upon you. As you live here today, into this second week of July, into this third quarter of the year, this second half of 2020, I say the Lord bless you. Hey! I am that I am, keep you. Adonai, make his face to shine upon you. Gracious unto you, and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace in everything you do. I say, the Lord bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, and keep you. Oh, Adonai, make his face to shine upon you. Oh, and be gracious unto you, and be
the Lord lift up. You see you tomorrow. The Lord bless you, bless you, bless you. And keep Adonai, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And be, and be, and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace in everything you do. I say, the Lord bless you.